He's directed some of the most famous scenes in the history of American cinema.
You talking to me? You talking to me?
I'm funny how? I mean, funny like I'm a clown, I amuse you, I make you laugh.
That's Martin Scorsese's Taxi Driver and Goodfellas. Today, a new museum exhibition opens in New York City about the director's life and work. NPR's Hansi Lo Wang reports.
Martin Scorsese has been making films for more than a half century, but this is the first time a museum in the U.S. has mounted a major exhibition about him. And it's in some of the most ordinary objects on display at the Museum of the Moving Image that you'll find the richest stories of where this auteur came from, like his parents' wooden dining table.
They bought this new furniture that kind of, it's too ornate or I don't know, really, really, I thought bad taste, but they loved it. And we had so many wonderful dinners at that table, and I shot Italian-American at that table.
That's the documentary short Scorsese shot in 1974 with his parents, Charles and Catherine.
Talk the way you talk to me when you talk to your son.
You're looking for a fight or something, dear?
No.
See, Marty, every time I sit close to him, he moves away.
They recount how Scorsese's grandparents left Sicily for New York City while they share pasta and homemade meatballs. Scorsese recently told NPR's Steve Inskeep that those kinds of dinners were regular weekend gatherings for him and his film friends.
And some evenings, Francis Coppola would be there many times. In fact, he fell in love with a dish my mother used to make with lemon chicken with some garlic in it. It's at his restaurant. Maybe I should have been the one to patent it, I guess. I don't
you
know.
You could have marketed that. It could have been
I should have marketed it. Markets the word, yes. Chicken. I never thought of that kind of thing.
What Scorsese has thought a lot about since his teen years, besides movies, is vinyl. One section of the exhibition is devoted to music.
There's a box of my 45 RPM records that basically all the music from my, if you may call, profane movies comes from.
One of those records?
It's not for me to say.
Ended up as music for an awkward double date scene in Scorsese's Goodfellas.
I couldn't stand him. I thought he was really obnoxious. He kept fidgeting around.
But it was how Scorsese used another record that really impressed Barbara Miller, a curator at the Museum of the Moving Image. It's in one of his earliest feature films from 1973.
You don't make up for your sins in the church. You do it in the streets. You do it at home.
Mean Streets.
You can't call me a mook.
I can't?
No.
I give you a mook. Hey, here's a mook.
A pool hall brawl breaks out between the owner and some wannabe gangsters as the Marvelettes sing Please, Mr. Postman. This type of juxtaposition is Scorsese's signature, says curator Barbara Miller.
That tells you, for these guys, this was a joyful, exciting thing. This wasn't a terrible, dark moment. This was them expressing in their own way this joy that they had about sort of who they were. And I think that the music was really the way to show that.
There's a letter on display in the Scorsese exhibition about securing music rights for Mean Streets. Almost half of the film's budget went to paying for fees to use songs such as Be My Baby by the Ronettes and this Rolling Stones song, Jumpin' Jack Flash. It's playing when Robert De Niro's character strolls into a bar with his arms around two women he just met. De Niro made another dramatic entrance on screen 7 years later. The lush strings of an Italian opera introduce a shadowboxing Jake LaMotta in Scorsese's Raging Bull. Storyboards drawn by Scorsese for that 1980 film are featured in the exhibition.
It says Sugar Ray punching CU. CU stands for close-up?
Yeah.
And then Jake's face, MCU,
medium
close-up.
Curator David Schwartz says these pencil and ink sketches of LaMotta's last boxing match with Sugar Ray Robinson show how much Scorsese prepares for his films.
A lot of directors would film fight scenes almost like documentary style, you know, capturing the action, but this is very carefully staged.
Take a closer look at the research material for Scorsese's movies, and you'll see that almost no detail is too small. Niels Warnicke, another curator who helped put together this exhibition originally in Berlin, points to photos taken for Scorsese's 1991 remake of Cape Fear. They showed tattoos on Robert De Niro's chest and arms when he was preparing to play a former prisoner.
There's a tattoo of the name Loretta here.
Right.
And in Sharpie, it says a very dark blue, green, black.
Right. So they were kind of obsessed with detail. Right?
It's an obsession that forms the foundation of Scorsese's work. Varnica compares his films to great architecture.
And you can't take away anything, and there's nothing in just by coincidence. Everything has been thought about a lot.
It took about 25 years each for Scorsese to make Gangs of New York and his latest film, Silence. But movie lovers will only have a few months to see some of the costumes and props up close. The exhibition closes at the Museum of the Moving Image in April. Hansi Luong, NPR News, New York.